This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All the rain we've been having out here on the West Coast isn't going to do much for one of the most important sources of water we have out here, the Colorado River. And we have talked about how the seven states in the Colorado River Basin haven't been able to agree on a deal to save that river. But more than 30 tribal nations have a legal claim to the water in the Colorado, too, including a dozen whose water rights have never been officially quantified or settled. Today, the Navajo Nation argued in the Supreme Court that the government has a duty to fulfill its treaty obligations even as the water levels keep dropping. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that one.
In 1908, the Supreme Court ruled that when the federal government created reservations, it also reserved enough water for tribal nations to sustain themselves. So why are some tribes still arguing their water rights in court?
It's a combination of racism and colonialism.
Andrew Curley is a professor of geography at the University of Arizona and a citizen of the Navajo Nation. He says despite that 1908 ruling, policymakers continued to exclude tribes while divvying up resources like the Colorado River.
The only way we could get the attention of the state governments is through litigation.
And that litigation is expensive, says attorney Heather Whiteman runs him, who helped settle her own tribe's water rights in 2010. The Crow tribe had to hire lawyers, hydrologists, lobbyists.
Very involved, very time consuming, and, you know, somewhat speculative because you can never tell just what a court is going to do, right?
Not all tribes can afford that. And without adequate water resources and infrastructure, tribal economies suffer, says Heather Tanana at the University of Utah, who's also Navajo.
Because of health costs, time spent collecting bottled water, you know, premature deaths, like there is a real significant cost.
Before the Supreme Court today, the federal government agreed the Navajo Nation's water right exists, but argued it doesn't have a duty to enforce the right. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.